Alex and Owen. Owen's just gone onto the table and is growling. He likes the warmth of the radiator under there. Woof. Gonna woof woof. Good boy. Down. Yeah, he is dribbling a lot lately. Yes. Shh. Be careful what you say when we're recording.
I said Lickster.
Oh.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said something else beginning with N. No. Also, there's six letters, which I'm not going to repeat.
Licky.
Yeah. Lick. Hey, what?
You and your one-track mind.
Yeah, it does go a bit one-track when I don't hear something correctly.
You made him jump. He sounded like a motorbike then, didn't he?
Sound like a car with the exhaust.
Definitely think you should upload that one.
Actually.
Oh, you think he's a car?
Yeah. Very old car at that. Yes. Silence is golden. Erwin having the right old grumble. It's more often than not he does. And it's more an in macho thing. He doesn't do it with the girls. Only with the boys. So,
Well, in other words, you won't play with him.
Yeah. We will only... Well, he does play, but... in a more feminine sort of way. he's softer.
He's got identity crisis.
The females of the species.
What was that? What was that for? I'm getting quite enough of covered in fluffness.
Oh. Well, that's the nature of the dog. For the record, Alex just sat on my knee.
Yeah, well, that's what it was there for.
And also on my arm holding the phone.
Nearly got you.
Yeah. It happened to me and sit back. Down. On the sofa. Before you get me. Right. Noises. worming.
Hello, wormy.
With his squelchy noises.
I just picked up his lead and he came over.
Oh. Yes.
Well, it was about to dive down the back of the chair. That's
okay. Oops. There we go.
She did it, Erwin. He ran away.
Oh. Oh, no, he's here.
There he is.
He's here. He came to me, so I moved his
leadage.
Yeah, no, we're not going yet. Not going yet. Yeah, well, I've got an early start on Monday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who have you got? When you got them?
Chris 10 till 1.
Probably either me. Oh. I haven't got them at all next week.
Oh. I've got them several times next week.
In this particular order, I have James, Dave, James, Dave, James.
Oh. Wow. Three James. I've got Chris, James, Chris. I think I've got Chris, James, Chris. James, Chris or something like that.
How bizarre.
I know.
That's strange because he doesn't normally work Tuesdays.
No, Chris, but well, no, it said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was me and Alex update. He was playing with Erwin. Erwin was doing this new vocals bit. He recorded an earlier boo, but people are bloody funny about recording here. I met at least two other guide dog owners on the way to the pen, so. But I decided not to upload that particular boo when he went after a cat again. Jen, don't do that. Just put my keys in my bedside chest drawers. So I forget where the buggers are when I want to go out or anything in the morning, which will be bloody annoying. So I don't tend to do that. I'm having a sort of very late midnight snack. Well, it's a microwave ready meals, I think, can be counted as snacks. So that's cooking in the kitchen. Bit naughty, I know, as I am in a block of flats and a ground floor flat at that. Just taking advantage of the advice not to cook after 11 p.m. as always when I'm hanging out with Alex. Plus I had a carvery earlier today, so didn't really want to eat anything big at around between 7 and 9 o'clock when I would normally eat. So I had a tin of tomato soup to keep me going. So what I'm doing now, with the phone moving around a lot, I'm just getting ready for bed, putting my clothes on the end of the bed, as I don't have a chair or anything. I'm thinking of getting an ottoman or storage box of some sort for the bed, which will which has a seat on it, so I can store cuddly toys and whatnot in that box, and have room for the clothes to go on that, as opposed to the end of the bed. They fall off overnight when I keep the bedclothes off, and I normally find them in the crumpled heap on the floor when I want to get dressed. Next day, I haven't done the ironing for years and years, and I just take things out of the dryer and hang them up, or get someone else to iron them. I have support. Bad, I know, but I've had a bad experience with an iron and my wrist, and unfortunately the iron won the confrontation with my wrist, because I rather badly burnt it. And so I haven't ironed for really quite a few years now, since I was at school in Worcester, where I had the experience. So that was that. So as a sighted person, I make a hell of a better job of it anyway. I just tend to move creases about, or stuff tends to crease the moment I take it off a board. That is smelling good. Microwave meal, which will probably go off bleep 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 in a minute, so just get my nightdress on and go and rescue that. I've sorted out some headphone wires that have got tangled. Boring rambling update, I know. I've got an Ocado shop coming tomorrow afternoon, and then we have a takeaway tomorrow evening. Which, right, let's take those big ones off, take my run phones off, and I can put my big earphones on again. Oh, there we go, there's a microwave, and that can stand for a few minutes before I eat. Besides, it'll be red hot because it's been in the microwave. I hate these greys on Monday. I got bitten by a gnat, and I'm sure some gross insect bite on my left knee, which I'm sure I mentioned on previous recordings, which is still not healed up. Keeps scabbing over but never going anywhere else, so a bit of German lean on this latest thing. Hopefully it will make some progress, get smaller. I know, Owen. So that's about it for the update. I'm going to transfer the microwave dish into a bowl or some such thing. I can carry it easier. Eat in front of the telly and go to bed. And I'll probably use what's left of this boo pot of later on today, when day starts all over again for me and I have to get up and feed Erwin. Right now it's bedtime. And, well, Audio Boo seems to have doubled the Audio Boo Plus, because I've got 45 minutes left. Recording time. It's brilliant. I get some very good long, hour-long booze in. For example, when I work early, go all the way to Court Rec, and it'll probably stop halfway through the run and back, and come on and back, and stuff. Ashley Centre and back, we can do a supermarket shop. Well, my PA's got a nice brand new car. I might even ask for permission if we can ride in, like a boot, trip in that with the sound system going. Brilliant. Bass box, bassy speakers, whatever he's got in there. So, there's possibilities. But I am rambling and getting rather boring, so I shall stop. Sign off. Say good night all, with 43 minutes remaining.